What did Mike get you for your birthday, Pam?
He got me a watch. See?
That's beautiful. He must have spent a fortune on it.
He's so great. I think he might propose pretty soon.
How do you know? Did he give you any clues?
He took me to a jewelry store and asked me what type of rings I like. It was a little obvious, but at least I got to pick the one I wanted.
That's not so romantic.
He was never very romantic. Silly and cute, but not romantic. I like all his quirkiness. He always makes me laugh.
I guess you can't ask for much more than that.
How's it going with you and Brad?
We broke up a week ago.
I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
I think we both just started to grow apart. I wasn't surprised.
Are you doing okay?
Actually, I'm feeling great. I guess I needed some freedom.
Have you started seeing other guys yet?
Not yet. But when I meet a decent guy, I wouldn't mind dating again.
What kind of guy are you looking for?
Although my relationship with Brad wasn't that bad, I want a guy who likes to go out more. Brad always spent all his time studying and researching for school. It was quite boring.
You definitely need a guy who likes to have fun.
I wouldn't mind dating a romantic guy. Maybe I'm dreaming, but a nice walk down the beach or dancing in the moonlight would be something I would love to do.
Hey, there are guys like that. All you have to do is find the right one.
But that's the hard part. I always fall for the guy who is smart. And then after a couple of months, I get bored.
Doesn't a tall, good-looking guy turn you on?
Not really. What should I do?
We should go to a club this Saturday and find a smart, romantic guy. How does that sound?
That sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
Great. I'll see you at 9 then.
Okay. See you later.